You're listening to MMA Rated Radio, brought to you by Crooked Jaw. Check them out at crookedjaw.net. Ariel Helwani here with you again. And today we're being joined by Elite XC fighter and American Gladiator, Gina Carano. She's arguably one of the most recognizable faces in the world of mixed martial arts, especially when it comes to women's MMA. And on May 31st, we'll finally get to see her back in action when she faces Caitlin Young on Elite XC's inaugural CBS telecast. What up, Gina?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. Very honored to be talking with you, and I'm happy you're able to fit us into your very busy schedule because you've been popping up everywhere. So bring us up to speed because we keep hearing, first we thought we were going to see you fighting in February, then we thought it was going to be in March. Now finally it seems official, May 31st. Why did it seem as though it took so long to get you back in the cage?
Right, yeah. You know, I've just been super busy, and for the February one, I never even consented to do that or even got information on when that date was, so I don't know what happened there, just miscommunication. I never really, you know, said that I was going to fight in February, but, and then in March, you know, I haven't been really ready to fight until now, but I'm looking forward to getting back in the cage in May, and I've gotten all my American Gladiator stuff is going and up and moving, so I'm looking forward to May.
Now, have they begun filming the second season of American Gladiators yet?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, actually. I'm putting some long hours for American Gladiator and trying to pump that out.
When will that end? Like, how much time, more specifically, will you have between when it ends and May 31st?
Let's see, we got 7 weeks till May 31st, and I'll probably be filming all the way up until, you know, 2 weeks before that. So I'm going to be double teaming it a little bit, and I know that's going to be kind of a difficult thing to do, but I think if anybody can do it, I can do it, and so I'm just going to try it out.
Let me ask you, I mean, because I'm sure you know of the stories, like when Lennox Lewis was filming Ocean's 11 or Chuck Liddell, he was busy with all this stuff. And then the first fight back, there always seems to be, you know, when other things happen and you get popular in the mainstream world, sometimes a fighter might not focus as much as if he just had a fight to focus on. Do you fear, is there sort of like, you know, a doubt in the back of your mind that, you know, maybe you're taking on a little too much and could have probably waited till, you know, you had 2 months after the American Gladiators taping and then go back to your next fight?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. It's something that I've really asked myself, but I'm just going to try it out, and I think that I can do it, and I just feel like I've put my fighting off long enough, and I don't want to keep doing that, because that's where my heart is, and that's where my passion is, and I want to, you know, I want to be right to the fans of the sport and continue on fighting. So I had to decide, well, I can just be super busy for, you know, 2 months and try to double team it, or I could, you know, wait longer to fight, and I just didn't really want to stay out of the ring longer than that. So I just, you know, it's going to be hard, and I know that there's always that element of, you know, taking on too much, because of course it would really just be nice to be training for a fight and focusing on that right now, but I'm young, and I think I can do this, and I'm really going to try it out.
I'm sure you know the historical significance of this May 31st card, the first one ever on broadcast television on CBS, and even more so than that, I mean, you even think of the world of boxing. Never before have two females fought on broadcast television, whether that's boxing or MMA. So this is huge. Was there any part that Elite XC kind of put a little pressure on you to say, listen, we know you got all this stuff going on, but we need this. We need to pull in a great rating. You just saw CBS canceled one of their, you know, Secret Talents of the Stars shows after one episode because they didn't pull in a great rating. I mean, this is huge for the sport of MMA. Did they try to, you know, nudge you a little more to get in the cage maybe earlier than you would have, you know, felt comfortable with?
You know, Elite XC, they've been pretty cool with me, and they said, you know, look, Gina, if you're just absolutely not going to be able to do it, then don't do it. You know, we want to make sure that you're ready for it, and we don't want you, you know, sacrificing anything. And so I told them, I made the decision myself, you know, and it is huge. So yeah, we're just going to try this out.
All right.
I'm just going to, you know, put my trust in God and know that, like, I can train and I can do American Gladiators, and I've got a pretty good head on my shoulders right now, and it's probably the best it's ever been. My mind's pretty clear, and I feel pretty confident. So so I'm good.
And by the way, I'm not trying to put any added pressure on you or anything. You know, just these are the sort of things that have propped into my or you know come to mind when I think, wow, someone who has a lot on their plate, it's hard to juggle those two worlds. But you know, let's talk positive and American Gladiators. Did you think that, obviously we all know how great the show was back in the day, but did you think that it would garner as much publicity and excitement in the broadcast primetime television world as it did with season one?
No, I had no idea. I had absolutely no clue. I just thought, hey, these people really want me to be a part of their production, and they're gonna pay me to come play some games and be a part of this NBC television series. And I was just all about it. I was just like, okay, let's try it out and let's loosen up a little bit and have some fun. I had no idea it was gonna be or have the response that it had. But I don't know. I'm kind of a dork, though. I'm a little bit shy in like those certain circumstances, so I'm not sure how I come off, but it's pretty funny.
To me, and not just for because I'm someone who's actually seen you fight in on a different platform, but you're the only one of the group that actually seems normal. I mean, you don't have this gimmick like that. You're, you know, some Helga the warrior from Sweden. You just seem like a normal badass female fighter, as opposed to some of the other ones that seem a little more cartoony. And I think that that's something that they're trying to change for season two, right? Are they trying to get like a little more regular, badass, strong people as opposed to like really going out there in left field?
I think that they kept a lot of the characters on for last season, and then they added more wonderful, beautiful characters for the next season. And they kind of are going after, all sorts of different characters. And so maybe I might seem like, the normal one or whatever, which I don't see any normality in me at all. But I think that I'll take that role. And then of course Helga, she's just a beautiful character. I love her to death. Everybody on the show is just so amazing, and all the new gladiators that they've got on are just, they're just beautiful people, and they all have their own characters, and I don't know, like that's what those people do. Most of them are bodybuilders, and they've been in front of people, and this is something that they've wanted to do their whole life, be a character and perform. And so instead of like hating them for what they're doing and the character they're being, I think we should appreciate it, because they're all just, I can't even tell you, they're just wonderful people.
I don't doubt it. Very, very pro wrestling like. And I don't like to talk about this often, in public, but now that I do this, I do. I love pro wrestling and it kind of reminds you of that, but it's real. So it's, a little better. But let me ask you, in the world of mixed martial arts and seeing you're on the Today Show, you're on all these talk show now for known as the American Gladiator, and people might not even know that you're an MMA fighter. In that small MMA community, have you received any criticism or backlash for people saying that, hey, you should be spreading the word of mixed martial arts a little more when you have these platforms and these forums? Or has everyone been pretty well receptive of the way you've sort of represented the sport in a totally different realm?
I guess my deal is I'm not going to go force myself on anybody in anybody's world. And the entertainment world definitely isn't the fighter MMA world. They can collaborate sometimes, but I'm not going to just walk in and expect these people to know who I am, nor am I going to, sit there and push myself off on them. If they want to find out a little bit about me, and research me before they interview me or whatever, that's great. But if they don't, then I guess I'll just have to wait until they, recognize me or something. I'm just not that person. I do mention it whenever I can because it is such an important part of my life. And so, and the people and the fans and everything, they have been the best. And actually, the fans make me want to get in the ring even more, like earlier on May 31st. I feel like I want to do it for them and as well as myself. But just because, even when we're taping for American Gladiators, you've got those people in the crowd that'll call me out by my real name instead of by Crush, and I can tell that those people are the ones that know me by my fight game. And so I have a different connection with them, a deeper connection with them sometimes because they know me and they know Gina and they just don't know Crush. So it's a beautiful thing. I really appreciate the support from the MMA community because they definitely have popped up from all different areas, like all over the place, you know. So it's a great thing.
All right.
So I hope I'm presenting the sport well, but you know, I'm just kind of like, I'm not going to shut myself off on anybody, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to take the opportunity and know when it's appropriate to talk about the other stuff. You are not, no one is putting the pressure or should be putting the pressure on you to, you know, be the one to, you know, open the doors for MMA in the mainstream world. The other people should be working on that. But let me just ask you a couple more questions before I let you go. I know you're very busy. About the actual fight and women's MMA fighting in general, Caitlin Young, this is someone who, again, a lot of people might not know her, like a lot of the new faces in women's MMA, but we're definitely starting to hear a lot about the Caitlin Youngs and the Shayna Baszlers and the Tara LaRosas, and she's a great fighter. She's 4-1 coming off of a loss. What kind of a fight do you expect from her on May 31st?
I'd say I really expect a really tough fight with Caitlin Young, and I can kind of sympathize with her a little bit because she is coming up so fast, and you know, the same thing happened to me, so in no way would I ever underestimate her, or, you know, I've seen her fights, and she's, you know, pretty tight little fighter right there, so I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good match to test my skills, and, you know, hopefully we'll see me stand up a little bit more since I've, you know, been taken down for the last couple of fights. So I'm just really looking forward to it because I've been missing, you know, using my hands and feet, you know. So I got a lot of respect for her. I know she's newer, but I don't underestimate her at all. I think she's going to be a really tough match for me.
Did you have a chance to catch Baszler's victory last Saturday night on Choxi?
No, I think I was working that night. I didn't get to see it, but I heard Baszler. I know about Baszler, man. That girl, she's a slick little fighter on the ground, and I hope we get to meet one day in their cage because, I mean, I've heard such great things about her, and she just keeps doing her thing, and she puts her head down, and I never hear anything really negative come out of her mouth, which is great, you know. She's just fighting her way, taking down her opponents, and just waiting for her opportunity to, you know, get there, and I really respect her as a fighter, as a person.
Yeah, it was a great performance, winning via neck crank, very unconventional, but awesome, quick fight. It was probably the fight of the night, much like many of yours when you've competed for Elite XC. It was interesting, after her bout, she called out Tara LaRosa, trying to get a rematch with her, and you know, LaRosa is sort of considered amongst MMA purists as the pound-for-pound best female fighter in the world. Do you take exception to that?
I don't know. You know, I'd like to fight LaRosa also. I hope that fight happens too. I know Elite tried to sign her and something didn't work out there. But I hope they go back after her. And I don't know, like, I've heard some negative things come out of LaRosa's mouth, so I don't, you know, that kind of drops the respect level a little bit.
What did she say?
I'm not sure, I've heard some things, and that could just be hearsay, but it's just been a little bit too much for me to really say anything, I don't know, positive right now, so I'm kind of just waiting for that fight to happen, too.
What's your contract situation like with Elite?
I'll be with them for a couple more years.
Okay, so you're not looking to go anywhere else?
You know, I think Elite has a really great opportunity to build up the women's division right now, and I think people are really appreciative of it. So, you know, the more female fighters they go and sign, the more we've got a better show and a better game plan to, you know, just do this thing. I mean, people are really getting into it, you know, and especially the female part of MMA. And so it's like, you know, Elite XC's got a beautiful opportunity to just blow us up here.
Absolutely, and a great way to end the interview. Gina, thank you so much for taking the time. Again, I know you've been really busy going crazy with the filming of the Gladiators as well as training for this fight, but May 31st, Gina Carano, Caitlin Young, without a doubt the most important female fight in the history of combat sports, no question of that. Good luck with it, and good luck with the rest of the taping of the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on.